From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama is telling storm victims in Alabama they will not be forgotten. The President and First Lady Michelle Obama toured parts of Tuscaloosa that were destroyed by the deadly cluster of tornadoes that tore through the South this week. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The sheer magnitude of the destruction in Tuscaloosa is difficult to comprehend until you are here and seeing street after street reduced to rubble, homes, stores, warehouses, parks. President Obama acknowledged the scope as he toured some of the hardest hit areas.
I've got to say, I've never seen devastation like this. It is heartbreaking.
He visited with storm victims in Alberta City, an area that suffered a high death toll. Most of the community was flattened. Mr. Obama told survivors they would get federal help.
I want to just make a commitment to the communities here that we are going to do everything we can to help these communities rebuild.
In the Linwood neighborhood, not far from the president's tour, mockingbirds are singing from fallen tree limbs, and there's the distant sound of chainsaws in the air. Just like President Obama, residents here are still trying to figure out just what hit their quaint street.
That door came from somebody else's house, and it's on my bed.
Teacher Debbie McGlone has lived in this house since she was 6 years old. It's unlivable now. The roof was ripped away.
Even now it's strange. When we're working in the bedrooms, I'll think it's so bright in here, and I'll look and I see the sky, and I think, man, you know, I don't know how to describe it.
She says it's hard to find words that express what the town has lost.
It's like looking at a dead person, and there's that body that you're so familiar with, and you're emotionally attached to, and you have all of these sentimental memories about, and you think, they can't be dead. And that's how this is. You know, I look at the grass. Okay, this is our grass, and there's the mailbox, and see the little tree and all that. But then look. You know, it's just gone.
As McGlone and her niece work to salvage what they can, a group of employees from the nearby Target store come by with grocery carts full of water and other provisions.
Water, sandwiches, fruits.
I wouldn't mind water, just okay. One water.
There have also been church groups and National Guard troops coming through the neighborhood offering to help. Next door, Philip Farley's farmer's insurance agent, Amy Corbin, is sorting through the rubble for keepsakes.
Is that your mom's Bible?
It's my wife's.
Farley is glad the president came to see the damage firsthand.
Maybe he can see what's going on so he'll know how to help us.
He thinks it's time to look to the future.
You know, a lot of people were hurt or killed, and, you know, they'll be missed, and the ones that are here, you know, we'll live on and, you know, we'll rebuild. We'll be better than we were before. I think this neighborhood will turn out really good when it's over. So we got a lot of good neighbors. And I remember after the storm, we all walked out in the middle of the street and we're like, can't believe we're all here.
As towns seek to rebuild, federal aid is now available. Last night, President Obama signed a major disaster declaration for Alabama. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Tuscaloosa.